One of my clients told me a story that is all too familiar for anyone who has been in a toxic relationship with a narcissist. See, during her relationship with her ex, he would consistently accuse her of cheating and wanting to cheat on him. He had become so obsessed that he was secretly tracking her car with a hidden LoJack device that he bought on the recommendation of someone he knew who was a private eye, and he'd even put apps on her phone and computer that allowed him to watch her every move. Later, she would learn that he was a self-proclaimed love addict who had been actively cheating on her for years, sneaking around and hiding everything. Turns out, while she'd been doing everything in her power to be transparent and to soothe his insecurities in the relationship, he had been the one cheating and hiding the whole time. He was clearly projecting his own bad behavior onto her, which is a common way that narcissists manipulate us in relationships. But was he doing it to distract her from his bad behavior, which it thoroughly did, or was something more at play here? See, here's the thing. There's a difference between the kind of psychological projection that happens for the average person and the kind that happens when someone is a toxic narcissist. And that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Psychological projection, what it is, how it works, and how narcissists use it to manipulate us. So let's get started. What is psychological projection? Well, it's a defense mechanism in which the human ego defends itself against unconscious impulses or qualities, both positive and negative, by denying their existence in themselves while attributing them to others. So it's part blame shifting and part misdirection of someone's inner insecurities, behaviors, and issues. Do only narcissists use projection? Well, anyone can find themselves projecting. It's not just a narcissistic thing. The fact is, we all have insecurities, and even the most emotionally balanced among us can find ourselves subconsciously projecting our worries and insecurities onto the people in our lives. In most cases, we aren't really even aware of it. But when we're dealing with toxic narcissists in our relationships, whether we're talking about our partner, family members, or friends, we are often actively being psychologically abused, and our self-esteem, if we ever had any, takes a nosedive. So when we project, it's our subconscious, sort of seeing qualities or issues within ourselves that we deny consciously. And then, without realizing it, we sort of attribute those feelings or issues to someone else. A lot of times, this is because the way we feel makes us uncomfortable, and we don't really know how to deal with it, or we can't bring ourselves to do so. For example, if we are stressing out and worried that our boss dislikes us, we might think, wow, she really dislikes me or she really hates me. But if we don't have any actual evidence other than that general sense of negativity we feel around her, maybe we should ask ourselves, well, how do we really feel about our boss? The fact is that it's possible that we're just projecting our own stuff onto the boss. It's possible that we don't like her or maybe we feel somehow threatened by her. In general, if you find yourself projecting, you can often trace the trigger back to something that happened to you in the past that made you feel insecure. And the situation that you were in reminded you of that time. For example, during my pregnancy with my oldest child, my ex-husband made me feel like my changing body was grotesque. He was literally disgusted by it. Eventually, I would leave him, and 6 years later, I'd find myself in a new relationship, pregnant with kid number two. And even though I would go on to have that baby and another 4 years later with my second husband, I struggled a lot during my second pregnancy with projection issues. See, I was triggered by my condition, and even though I logically knew that my husband loved my body during my pregnancy, my thoughts would race and I struggled with doubting this due to the previous one and thinking he must secretly be as disgusted as my ex had been. Now, I managed it, knowing logically what I was doing, but boy, it was difficult. Projection is a primal reactive behavior. It's important to remember that. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Projection and our ability to resolve it within ourselves is really all about emotional maturity. Projection is considered a primitive defense because it preserves our ego by ignoring and/or distorting reality on some level. So, in other words, projection is a primal reactive behavior that is used by children and that eventually most of us grow out of on our own, or at least become aware of it so that we can actively work to overcome it, as I did with my pregnancies. And for the record, my third pregnancy, though it was definitely physically harder than the other since I was 32 years old by then, was far more emotionally satisfying as I had recognized that I was projecting old feelings onto my second husband, who didn't, in fact, have the same issues as my ex. That was because I had by that point developed enough emotional maturity to recognize the issue and deal with it. But narcissists tend to be emotional toddlers, or at best, emotional preteens, no matter how old they happen to be in a given moment. What I mean is that they may appear to be a regular adult when you first meet them, but narcissists are notoriously emotionally immature. In fact, on so many levels, their emotional maturity, or lack thereof, and manipulative behaviors can be compared to those of a toddler, but at least toddlers are cute. Narcissists can be downright ugly, at least on the inside. And while most of us begin to develop empathy as early as 2 years old, narcissists aren't so lucky. They either never develop empathy or they lose the ability to empathize during their own traumatic experiences in childhood. In fact, if you have a minute later, take a look at the video I'll leave right here and in the pinned comment for you. This is a literal comparison, not a figurative one. Let's talk about narcissistic projection versus regular projection. So as you might imagine, narcissists are different when they use projection. While they might also be projecting due to their own insecurities, most of the time projection acts as yet another manipulation tactic. This can become a serious issue, especially since it's often directed at people like us, people who are sensitive, empathic, and probably care too much about how the narcissist feels, at least until we recognize what they are. And since many of us were also raised by narcissists or other toxic people, our own emotional struggles and lack of confidence can then be compounded by any narcissist we end up in a relationship with, thanks to their extreme manipulation and gaslighting during our relationships. On the narcissist's part, the goal is to divert your attention from what is really going on. By distracting you, not only do they get you to focus on yourself as the problem, but they get you to take responsibility for the problem. How about the effects of narcissistic projection? Well, when narcissists project their own issues onto us, we tend to actually personalize it and in some cases even accept these projections as true or worry that they could become true. Then we might actively work to change something about ourselves that maybe doesn't need changing, or something that isn't even a quality or issue we have, but rather one of the narcissist's projections of their own issues or qualities. Alternatively, we spend our lives attempting to soothe the projected insecurities and ignore our own well-being in the process. In any case, it spells disaster for our core selves. But on the plus side, if we can learn to recognize when the narcissist is doing this and identify it as projection, we can label it and choose to see it for what it is rather than internalizing it. So how do you know if a narcissist is projecting onto you? Well, since narcissists are well known to lack self-awareness, it makes total sense that they wouldn't necessarily be consciously aware of their projecting thoughts and behaviors. And since the narcissist's ability to feel any self-esteem or self-worth is entirely dependent on how people see them and perceive them, they have a tendency to deny that they are in fact flawed humans who, like everyone else, have their own shortcomings or limitations. But rather than accepting that and recognizing it, the way I did with my pregnancy issues, they will blame the people around them for anything about themselves that they deem less than perfect. So in a way, you could almost say that narcissists kind of tell on themselves through their projections. Using the example of the cheater who accuses his partner of cheating that we talked about before, we can see that projection is one way that they reveal their own bad behaviors and ideologies onto us. It's how they show us who they are and tell us what they're doing. When the narcissist projects onto you, they are essentially calling you by their own name in a way. They're going to accuse you of doing whatever it is they're actually doing or what they're considering or planning to do. And since narcissists aren't prone to feeling guilty for their behaviors, even when they should, they end up assigning that guilt to you through projection. Does that make sense? They unconsciously deny the existence or feeling of an action of their own and attribute it to you or someone else, thereby externalizing it. Some people would call this intentional manipulation. Others might say it's a subconscious way for them to avoid taking personal responsibility for their behavior. I say it's a combination of those two things. Let me make this a little easier to understand. I'm going to give you a few examples of narcissistic projection in toxic relationships so you can recognize this in the future. Number one, the narcissist says you're something that they actually are. This is where the narcissist has some insecurity about their personal selves. And then they either call you that thing or they put a whole bunch of pressure on you to change it. For example, if the narcissist is kind of lazy around the house, they will accuse you of the same. Or they might constantly complain about the extra 10 pounds you're carrying around while they carry around an extra 50. They might even say something like, "You never put my needs first. You only care about yourself." Sound familiar? They do this because, in fact, they never put your needs first or even second, and they only care about themselves. And think about the example I explained with my client in which she was constantly on guard to stay transparent with her partner after being constantly accused of cheating or wanting to cheat, and later learning that it was actually her ex who cheated. You know, and in some cases, they are projecting onto someone else in a similar way. Maybe they overfocus on the fact that a neighbor doesn't keep their yard tidy enough while the narcissist's own yard leaves a lot to be desired. This brings me to number two, the narcissist plays the victim. This is one of the most infuriating types of projection, if you ask me. When they are abusing you or victimizing you in some way, they will act like you're the one who did it to them, and then they'll twist everything you say or do to fit their narrative. For example, if you finally get fed up with the way they treat you and you go no contact, they're going to tell everyone, including, of course, anyone they are grooming to be their next source of narcissistic supply, that you did everything they did. They play the victim, they play up the sob story, and they get plenty of narcissistic supply out of that deal. And then there's number three. The narcissist flips stuff around. I call it the narcissistic flip. So when you call narcissists out on something they're doing or have done that upsets you, they will turn it all around on you, and before you know it, you're the one apologizing. So for example, if you notice that your partner is paying too much attention to a particular person of the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever y'all are into, and you call them out on it, rather than explaining and acknowledging their behavior and maybe even trying to change it, they instead find something else to poke at you about. In the case of this example, they might say something like, "Oh, you're overly jealous and you have nothing to worry about, but if you continue to bother me in that way with your nonsense, well, I might as well go ahead and cheat on you anyway. I mean, after all, you're accusing me of it, aren't ya?" Well, what's really going on here is that, once again, they're deflecting their bad behavior onto you, getting you to focus on what they're accusing you of instead. Well, this leads you to end up trying to stop being jealous. So you spend all of your time trying to figure that out, and then you end up allowing them to do things that make you really uncomfortable in order to prove that you're not. It's crazy-making and boundary-breaking, to say the very least. So how do you deal with this narcissistic projection stuff? Well, it first helps to recognize the issue, and then to really try to see it for what it is. Just one more way the narcissist manipulates you, consciously or otherwise. You should also realize that as someone who might be an empath, someone who is kind, someone who is sensitive and compassionate, you might have the unfortunate habit of projecting your good qualities onto the narcissist. Did you hear that? You might accidentally be projecting your good qualities onto the narcissist, thinking they're thoughtful and compassionate and kind like you are. So just be careful. Take off your rose-colored glasses and make sure you see them for who they really are and what they really are. Once you've done that, identify and focus on your boundaries. Be sure to stand firmly behind your boundaries and defend them, and be aware of what is true and what is a manipulated falsehood designed to push you down and boost the narcissist into the position of power. You can take the power back by refusing to be convinced of something that is complete BS, anything that just isn't true. And if you need to, you can keep a journal of what actually happens so that you don't doubt yourself. It can be a really helpful way to deal with both projection and gaslighting, which, of course, can be dealt with using the Grey Rock Rule. Now, if you aren't familiar with the Grey Rock Rule, make sure you take a look at the video I'm leaving for you right here, where you can learn everything you need to know about how to use and benefit from the Grey Rock method. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you experienced narcissistic projection? And if so, how did you deal with it? And have you yourself ever noticed that you've projected on someone else? Share your thoughts, share your experiences, share your ideas in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.